Today's shiur is a Masechta Chulin on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed He Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, four words from the end of the line, with the word mezuzah. We are in the middle of a sugya that began on Kuf Lamed He Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom, where the Gemara brought a Braisa, Kedesanya, Behemas Hashutfin, Chayiv Bereshus Hagez, Rabbi Loi Poiter. There's machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Loi, whether an animal that belongs to two Jewish shutvim, whether they are chayiv in the first fleecing of wool or not. The Tanakama, the Chacham hold chayiv, and Rabbi Loi says pater. And the last pshat that we had in the Gemara explaining this machlokes was based on the pasuk in Devarim, Perek Yudches Pasuk Dalet, where the pasuk says v'reishes geis soincha titin lo, you should give the koyein, the first fleecings of the wool. It was Rabbi Loi Shita that geis soincha, a yachid, singular, is coming to exclude that if it belongs to shutvim, even if they're both Jewish, they would be potter from reishes hages. However, the Chacham disagree, and they say that soincha refers not to each individual Jew, but rather to Jewish people, to Klal Yisrael, and it would only exclude if the shutev was a goy, was a Gentile. He's not a bar chiyuva. He's not obligated in mitzvahs. However, two Jewish partners, according to the Tanakhama, would be chayv. They would be included in soincha, referring to all Jews. And now the Gemara is in the middle of various halachas where we would have thought that Rabbi Loi would go l'shitasoi, that shutvim would be potter, they would not be obligated in that particular mitzvah, and yet we're learning that they are obligated because there are certain limudim, there are certain ways that the Torah explained to us that even though normally they should be potter, they are chayiv. And the mitzvah that we're up to now, three lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed He Amud Beis, is mezuzah. So the Gemara says, mezuzah afal gav d'chsev beisecho. Even though the pasuk in Dvorim, Perek Vav, pasuk Tes, states, uchsaftum al mezuzah beisecho v'sherecho, that you should put the portions of the Torah that are on the scroll, on the inside the mezuzah, you should put it on your doorposts of your house. So it uses the singular, beisecho. And what would Rabbi Loi learn? Just like he learned by geis tsoincha, that it's only singular chayiv, but shutvim are potter, he should say the same thing here. Didach in shutvis loi. It's only if it belongs to you, a yachid, but if it's owned by partners, a house that's owned by partners, they would be potter. So the Gemara says, that's what you would have learned, but kasa rachmana, in order that you shouldn't make that mistake, the Torah said a different pasuk, and this is in Dvorim Yud Aleph, pasuk Chaf Aleph, where the pasuk says, l'man yirbu yimeichem yimei v'neichem al adam asher nishba Hashem lo v'seichem, l'seis lam k'mei Hashem al arts, which we say every day in the Kriya Shema. So the pasuk says, l'man yirbu yimeichem, that your days should be lengthy, v'mei v'neichem, the days of your children. So we learn out, yimeichem is plural, that the protection that is offered by the mezuzah is not only for the individual, but even if the home is owned by shutvim, they are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, v'ele beisech l'mayasa, so in fact, why did the Torah write the word beisech, which would indicate that it's coming to teach us something, to exclude something? What is, if you're telling me that shutvim are Yisraelim are chayiv, in fact, so what is beisecha teaching you? So the Gemara answers, look at a Rabbah. We will use the word beisecha for what Rabbah taught, Amar Rabbah. Because Rabbah said, as we turn to Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that the word beisecha, we could really read it, derech biyoscha, the way that you enter. We would put an aleph into the word beisecha, and we would read it, derech biyoscha, the way you enter your house. As Rashi explains, when you come into your house, which foot do you put forward first as you enter into the house? Normally you put the right foot first. As the Gemara continues, min hayamin, you're going to enter the house from the right side. And therefore, if you want to know which side, which mezuzah, the right or the left, that you should put the mezuzah on, the answer is, the way you enter a house, which is the right foot forward, so too you affix the mezuzah onto the right doorpost. That's what we learn out from the pasuk. So Tosfos, on the top Tosfos, Divrei Amaschil Bei Secha Derech Biyoscha, asks the question, Teima Amai Loi Omar Shutvis Da'ivik Kechavim Kira Amrei B'chol Hanin Delil. Earlier we learned in similar mitzvahs, which had the chaf at the end, which indicated an individual, we learned that it's coming to teach us that the shut of a goy is not included in the mitzvah. So why don't we say the same thing here, that if the house is owned by a goy, there would not be any chiyuv. Tosfos remains with a question. The Rashba answers that, in fact, if a Jew was living in the house, even though the house was jointly owned with a goy together, since the purpose of the mitzvah of mezuzah is shmira, guarding, the Jew, the one whose door, the one who lives in the house, would be obligated to have a mezuzah on his house, and that's why the Gemara does not say that we're memayate a house that's owned by a shutuf, who, a partner who is a goy. Because if the Jew is the one living in the house, he would be obligated to have a mezuzah on his doorpost. Continues the Gemara, Meiser, we know that besides truma that a Yisrael has to give to a kohen, he's also obligated to give one-tenth tithing to the Levi, and on the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year Shemitah cycle, he also has to give Meiser Sheni, either bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and eat them there, or he can redeem them for money and then spend the money on food in Yerushalayim. And on the third and sixth year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle, he gives Meiser Ani to the Ani. So here again, we would have thought that Rabbi Loi would say that produce that is owned by Shutfim would be potter, and yet we find that he's chayiv. And the Gemara explains why the Shutfim are in fact chayiv. Meiser afagav dechsev Meiser de Goncha. Even though the Pasuk uses the singular of the Goncha, which Rabbi Loi would normally interpret the loch in, if it's owned by an individual, yes, he's chayiv and Meiser, but the Shutfis Loi, if it's owned by partners, they are potter. But that's not the halacha. Why? Because Kasa Rachmana, because the Torah tells us in Devarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, Maestro Seichem. The Pasuk says, Vaveisim Shomar Leseichem Zivchechem Ves Maestro Seichem. It says Meister in the plural context. So that is teaching us that even if it's owned by Shutvim, they are Chayv and Meister. Ask the Gemara, Ela Meiser de Gonchalumai, also. So why, in fact, did the Torah use a singular in Devarim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin? It says, Leisucha Lechel Bisharecha Meiser de Goncha V'sirayshu V'sirecha. So there it uses the Chaf as a singular. If you're telling me that Jewish Shutvim are Chayiv, so what? Why did the Torah use the word de Goncha? The Gemara answers, L'ma'utei Shutvim Zagun Kechavim. Here, in fact, it will be like we had on Kuflam and Hayamid Beis, the standard answer that to be memayet someone who's not a bar chiyu, who's not chayv mitzvah, is that it's a goy. That if the partner was a goy, then in fact no one, even the Jew, is not chayiv in Meiser. But if there's two Jewish partners, that we learn out from Meiser Seichem, that they are chayiv. Continues the Gemara. What about the mitzvah of matanos, to give presents to the kohen? Rashi says this includes the zroya, the l'chayayim, and the keva, which refers to the foreleg, the zroya, the jaw, the l'chayayim, and the abomasum, one of the four stomachs, is given to the kohen. So there, what does it say in the Torah? Avagav the kasrachmana. Even though we find in Dvarim Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel, that the Pasuk says, v'nasan, because the Pasuk states, the full Pasuk says, v'ze yiyamishbar ha-kohen me'eso am, me'es, you have to give those presents to the kohen when you shecht your animals. So now the Gemara says, since it used the word vinasan, and we don't have a vav here, but for the flow of the Gemara, the Gemara is like saying v'ikla meimer, even though there's no girsa here of a vav. Meaning, once you have the word vinasan, now we could say Yalef Nasina Nasina Mereish, I guess. We should learn out Exer Shava. We have the same word, although it's not identical, but you can make Exer Shava as long as you have the main root word. So here you have concerning the matonais, the matnas kuna of Zroel Lechem Bekev, you have Vinasan Lakayin. And concerning the Rashis Hagez, that's the pasuk we quote in Dvorim, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Dalet, Vereishis Geist Soincha Titein Loi. So that's the root word of Nesina, Titein. So I could have made Xerah Shava. Just like over there, Rabbi Loi Shita is, it says Geis Tsoincha and not from Shutvim. Only an individual is Chayv in Reish Sages and not Shutvim. Afkan, here also, by the Matnes Kohuna, will make Xer Shavah, the Shutvus Loi. So here we don't have a word ending with a chaf, and a final chaf, as Rabbi Loi usually uses that word to be memayat shutvim, but here we could have a gzeir shava through nesina, from reishis hagez to matnas kuna, and we will say that just like by reishis hagez, a shutvim are not chayiv, and reishis hagez, they wouldn't be chayiv in matnas kuna either. Kasa rachmana, to avoid that misconception, the Torah said, the pasuk, me'ei zayfcha zavach, in that very pasuk that says, v'nasal lakoyin, a few words earlier, it says, "V'zeyah mishpat ha'kohanim esom me'zoyfchei hazevach." And Rashi says, third line of Rashi, "Shnai mashma zoyfchei is a plural. It's mashma even if they're shutfim, they're chayiv." Says the Gemara all the time. And because Rachmana me'zoyfchei hazevach, the only reason you're telling me that shutfim are chayiv by matnas kuna if they own the animal in partnership, that's only because we say a lashon rabim, a plural lashon of zoyfchei hazevach. The ones who are performing the slaughtering, halav hachi, if it would not be for the ribui of zayfche hazevach, havamin, I would have said, leila from reish hagez. We should learn out exer shav from reish hagez. So the Gemara asks, adarabba, why should you learn out from reish hagez? Neilav mitruma, learn out from truma. As Rashi explains, the same pasuk in Dvorim, perik yudches pasuk dalet, which speaks about reish hagez, what's the beginning of the pasuk? It says, Reish is the gancha tiroish kvitzarecha, vir reish is geis soincha, titein loy. So it comes out that the word titein goes both on the reish, I guess, and it goes on truma. Reish is the gancha tiroish kvitzarecha, your wheat, your oil, your wine. You have to give truma to the kayin. So, and there the halacha is that shutfim are chayiv. So why do you make a gzeir shava of nasan, titein, from matnas kohuna to reishis hagez, that shutvim should be potter, that would be a kula? Rashi says whenever you have a gzeir shava, you can make l'chumra l'kula, you always go l'chumra. So make a gzeir shava from the word nasan by matnas kohuna to titein, but not titein of case reishis geis soincha, make it to the earlier part of the pasuk, which is speaking about truma, and will go l'chumra that there will be. So the Gemara means to ask, why do I need a extra limit from zayfche hazevach, which is said in the plural lashon? It's mashmashnayim, as Rashi explained to us. We don't need that limit. Let's make a gzeir shava l'chumra from truma that shutzum archayiv. So the Gemara answers, Einachanami. You're right. In fact, how do you know that Rabbi Loi will be moida, that by matnas kohuna a shutfim will be chayiv? The answer is because you learn it out from gzeir shava from truma. And the Bach now puts in the word Ela me'ei zoifcha zevach lamali. So now, what do I need that whole pasuk of zoifcha that was said in plural? So the Gemara says, no, that pasuk, you know what I need? Look at a Rava, like we learned before in the Afkuflam and Bezom and Avdamer Rava. Hadin imatabach. The Koyin, who does he go to in order to get his matanis? He doesn't go to the one that is using the animal. He goes to the one, the butcher, the one who shechted the animal, that's who he's toveya. That's why we use the word zoifche hazevach, that it's the one who did the actual shechita. That's who the kohen demands from him what he's supposed to get. And Rashi adds, why do we need the zoifche? That explains hazevach. Why do we need zoifche? So now Rashi says the derech of the Torah is always to speak b'loshen rabim. But it's not a limit to us that shutz from archayiv. Because shutz from archayiv, I learn not from gzeir shava, from truma, l'chumra, and not from reish hagez l'kula. Now we go to the next mitzvah, bikurim, which is the mitzvah from the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. A person has to bring from his first crops to the Beis HaMikdash. He goes through a ceremony in the Beis HaMikdash, and then he gives those first crops to the Kayin. Even though it says in the Pasuk, Artzicha, as the Pasuk says, in Dvorim, Perkovov, Pasuk Beis, Velokachta Mereshus Kol Priyat Dom, Asher Tovei Me Artzicha, you should bring from all the first crops that is coming from your land. And how would Rabbi Loi learn the word Artzicha ending with a final chaf, didach in the Shutvis Loi, only if it's owned by an individual and not by partners? But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that Rabbi Loi will be moide that Shutvim Archayiv in Bikurim. Why? Because Kasa Rachman of the Torah wrote, Bikure Kol Asher Be'artzicha we have, and the Messiah Sashas tells us that it's really supposed to be Ba'artzam. And they're referring to the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perik Yudches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Bikure Kol Asher Ba'artzam Asher Yaviu Lashem. So Ba'artzam, that is marbe, that even if it's owned by Shutvim, the Shutvim have to bring the Bikurim. Ask the Gemara al-Artzicha lomali. So why do I have the miut of the final chaf of Artzicha? Lema'ute chutzlaretz. This is memayit that Bikurim is only halach in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutzlaretz. And on this, first Rashi explains that, so why do I need Artzicha? I could learn it from Artzam. Rashi says, no, Artzam is not such a limiting word. Artzam can mean any land that they possess, wherever it is, even in chutzlaretz. But Artzicha, says Rashi, that's mashma, the land that's special, that belongs to the Jewish people, and that is the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, mashma hamyuchadais lach v'loy loy v'kachavim. Eretz Yisrael, for thousands of years, is the land that belongs specifically to Klal Yisrael, and not to the Goyim. And there, were memayet chutzlaretz, which does not belong to Klal Yisrael. You only have a chiv bikurim in the land that belongs to Artzicha, to the Jewish people, which is Eretz Yisrael. Taisus, in the second Taisus, Divrei Maskal El Artzicha, asks the question, why do I need this miyut of Artzicha to be mimayit chutzlaretz? There's no chiv bikurim. We have a mishnah in Kiddushin, Daflam and Vavam Ebeis, that says that all mitzvahs hatulis boretz are only chayv in Eretz Yisrael and not chayv in chutzlaretz. So I don't need a special limud from Artzicha, asks Taisus. Taisus answers that since in the Torah the parsha of Bikurim is put next to the parsha of Basar B'cholov, so I would have thought to make a hekish, a comparison between Basar B'cholov and Bikurim. Just like Basar B'cholov is chayiv, even in chutzlaretz, because it's not a mitzvah tluyus boretz. Basar B'cholov has nothing to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, there's a chiv of Basar B'cholov even in Eretz Yisrael. So I would have made a hekish hu adin legabi Bikurim. That's why I need a special miyat artzicha to be mimayat chutzlaretz. Continues the Gemara, the next mitzvah, tzitzis. Afagav the kasar chamana ksuscha. Even though we find in the Torah the miyud of ksuscha, because we find in Dvorim, Perichov Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Gedilim ta'asaloch al arba kanfois kisuscha, shet t'chasaba. So we should say normally, according to the way Rabbi Loi darshins the psukim, we should say, didach in the shutvis loi, that Rabbi Loi should hold that if shutvim own a garment that has four corners, it should not be chayv in tzitzis. That's not true, though. Why? Because chasa rachmana, because we find another pasuk, and this is the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perik Tezvov, pasuk lamed ches, where the Torah says, al kanfei bigdeyem l'daraisam. The pasuk says, which we say every day in Krishma, Dabra ibn Yisrael, Vamarta alayim, Vasulam tzitzis, al kanfei bigdeyem l'daraisam. So here we have the Lashon Rabim of bigdeyem, their garments, which includes even shutvim. Ask the Gemara about ksuscha lamali. So why do I need ksuscha b'lashon yachid if we're saying that shutvim are chayiv? And the answer is, like Rabbi Yehuda, for the dinner of Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Rabbi Yehuda, talishu l'ptur min tzitzis, kol shloshim yayim. 30 days that you have a bor talish, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. And that we learn out from kisuscha. It has to be your garment and not a garment that you borrowed from someone else. Taisus earlier, and we learned this Taisus together in the past year, on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, the top Taisus, tells us that this is only a din derabbanan, because midaraisa tal shu'ula is potter forever from kisuscha. However, the Rabbanan said that since a normal person only borrows something for 30 days, after 30 days if he's wearing the same thing, it looks like it's his own thing. So there the Chachamim made a gzeira, they were machmir, that after 30 days, where it looks like it's your own thing already, even though it is borrowed, you are chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And only up to 30 days you have the exemption if it is borrowed. But that's only a din, the Rabbanan, and not a din deraisa. Next mitzvah, makeh, to put a fence around your roof that a person shouldn't fall off. You have to put a fence of 10 tvachim. Afal gav dekos rechman alu gagecho. The Torah says concerning a makeh in Dvorim Perikov Beis. Pasuk Ches, the Torah says, ki sivna bayis chadish, vasisa makeh legagecho. You should make a fence around your roof. It says a singular lash legagecha. So what would Rabbi Loi normally learn the pasuk didach in the shutzvus loy? Only if it's your house and not if it belongs to shutzvim. But that's not true. Here Rabbi Loi is moided that even shutzvim are chayiv in a mikah. Why? Because kasa rachmana. The Torah said ki yipol hanayfel mimenu. Because if you don't put a mikah on, the person who is able to fall down could fall down. So therefore we learn out, Rashi says, kol sharoi lipol mimenu b'afilu b'shutzvus. Any roof from which someone potentially could fall down from is chayv in a makah. That would include even a roof that is owned by shutvah. Ask the Gemara al gagecha l'mayasa. So why do we have the word in the singular gagecha if shutvah is chayv in a makah? And the Gemara answers the muti batik and the sees about the midrashes that a shul or a base medrash where people learn is pater from a makah. And Rashi gives two reasons. The first reason is because it is not a dwelling where it is owned by one person or by shutvim, to the exclusion of everybody else. Nobody is the sole owner. Everybody owns it. Rashi says even someone who comes from Eivor Hayam, he comes from Chutz Laaretz, he has a right to use the shul. So therefore, since no one actually owns it, because everybody owns it, so therefore, it's not chayiv in makah. The second reason that Rashi gives, which is also what the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis tells us, that these are not considered dwelling places. The only chiyuv of a mikah is in a dwelling place. Since these are not dwelling places, they are potter from the mitzvah of mikah. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Bibi Barabaya, Lesnahu Lahani Kloli. As Rashi explains, Rav Bibi Barabaya is coming to argue on Rava, and he disagrees with what Rava said before. Rava was of the opinion that according to Rabbi Loi, wherever the Torah uses a final chaf at the end of the word, like we had concerning Reishis Hagez, Reishis Geis Tzoncha, that it comes to be Memayit Shutvim. And really this halacha should apply to other mitzvahs as well, the various mitzvahs that we have been discussing in this last Amud of Gemara. And yet in each mitzvah we found a ribui of the pasuk that was marbe that shutvim archayiv. Rabbi Barabaya challenges this whole premise of Rava. Less now lahani klali. These klalim, these rules that Rava have given us to understand Rabbi Loi's shita are incorrect. And he brings a proof. The sanya we learned in a brisa. Behemis hashutvim chayavis bibchayra. The behema of shutvim, of partners, of Jewish partners, is chayiv in the mitzvah of Bechor. But Rabbi Loi, Paitra, Rabbi Loi says it's Pater. The Tanakhama says Behem of Shutfim Archayev, Rabbi Loi disagrees. My time is Rabbi Loi. What is the reason? Dechsiv Bechorcha Vitzoincha, because we find in Dvorim Perik Tesvav Pasuk Yotes, where the Torah tells us, Kol HaBechor Asher Yuvalid Bechorcha Vitzoincha Zacher Tagdish Lashem Alekecha. So since a Lashon Yachid is used with the end of Chaf, the final Chaf at the end of the word, indicating that it's only, according to Rabbi Loi, it's only a Yachid Uschayiv, and partners, even if they're Jewish partners, are Potter. And Rabbi Loi says this statement, although we find elsewhere in the Torah, in Dvorim, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, where the Torah speaks about Bechor in the Lashon Rabbim, uvechoros bekarchem v'tzoinchem. There is a ribui of bekarchem v'tzoinchem, which according to Rava's thinking in the Gemara before Rabbi Loi, because of the ribui of bekarchem v'tzoinchem, he would add that shutvim archayiv. It's speaking about a plural. It's not a yachid bekarcha. Here it's bekarchem v'tzoinchem. And yet we see that Rabbi Loi insists that once it says Bekarcha V'tzoincha, we see in this brisa, Rabbi Loi says that Behem of Shutvim, even if they're Jewish Shutvim, is Potter. So this is a raya against the klal that Rava was trying to tell us. It's not true. Your klal is not correct. even if the Torah says it in Beloshin Rabim, but if in one place the Torah said it Beloshin Yachid, it's coming to tell us that Shutvim are Potter according to Rabbi Loi. Ask the Gemara, Ivoksiv Bekarchavitzoinchem, but after all, it does say Bekarchavitzoinchem. What do we do with that pasuk? That pasuk would seem to indicate that Shutvim are Chayiv. On that, the Gemara answers, no, the Kula Yisrael. What that pasuk merely means to say is that not only is the Torah speaking to the individual, but it's speaking to each and every Jew. But who has the chiyuv? Only the individual Jew. If Jews make a partnership, they are potter because of the singular b'karach of a tzaincha. The Torah was just saying that this is a chiyuv on each and every Jew, the Kuli Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina Misura, Rav Chanina from the city of Sura, he agrees with Rabbi Barabaya, Lesnau Lahani Klali, Rav is incorrect. But he brings a different source, and actually he brings a braisa that contradicts what we learned before at the top of the Amud. At the top of the Amud we learned that Matnas Kuna, which include the Zeroyah, L'Chayayim, and Keva, Rav Eloy would agree that there is a Chiyuv by Shutvim, and here the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that Rav Eloy disagrees with the Tanakhama and holds that the Behem of Shutvim is Potter from Zeroyah, L'chayim, and Keva, from Matnas Kohuna. The Sanya, Behemis HaShutvin, Chayavis B'matanis, the Tanakam holds their Chayav, Rabbi Loi Pater, Rabbi Loi says Pater. My time, what's the reason why Rabbi Loi Pater is the Matanois from Zeroyah, L'chayim, Keva, that are, if the Behemis is owned by Shutvim? Yolif Nesina, Nesina, and Reishas Hagez. He learns Xer Shav and Nesina, and Nesina from Reishas Hagez. By Reishas Hagez, it says, V'Reishas Geis Soincha Titein Loi. And by Matanis, it says as well, Vinosan Lakoyin Hazroya Valchayim Vakeva. It doesn't say Tite, but it has the same Shorish, Nesina, and therefore we're able to make Exerishava, and therefore Rabbi Loi learns that just as we find Malahal and the Shutfis Loi, just like by Reishas Hagez, Shutfim are Potter, because it says Reishas Geis Soincha, and not Shutfim, Afkan the Shutfim Loi, so too here by Matnas Kahuna of the Zroya Valchayim Vakeva, Shutfim will be Potter. Now, if you're going to be of the opinion that by truma, shutvim are chayiv in truma, nelef nesina, nesina me truma, then why don't we learn nesina, nesina, xerishav from truma? As we've learned before, in the same pasuk of Reishas Geis Soincha, it says at the beginning of the pasuk, Reishas degoncha tiroishchav yitzarecha, and then it says, Reishas Geis Soincha titein loy. So the word titein doesn't only go on Reishas Hagez, it also goes on truma. The Reishas degoncha tiroishchav yitzarecha, the first part of the corn, the oil, and the wine. That's also in the pasuk of titein loy. So we, as we learned before, if you have a choice when you make Xerah Shavah to go Lekula or Lechumra, you will go Lechumra. So why do you learn from Reish Hagez Lekula, that Shutvim are Potter? You should learn from Truma, that Shutvim are Chayiv. Elamai, if Rabbi Loi is learning out from Reish Hagez, it must be that Truma is also Potter, because otherwise he'd be forced to make the Xerah Shavah Nesina Nesina to Truma. And since he doesn't do that, we see that Truma is also Potter when it's owned by Shutvim. El Shemami, no, from here we see, but Truma Nami Pater, the Rabbi Loi, not only does he Pater Matanais, but he also Paters Truma as well. And Rashi says that once he Paters from Truma, Einachanami, the Gzeir Shava of Nesina Nesina, can go from Matnas Kahuna not only to Reishas Hagez, it could go to Truma as well. So this contradicts totally what we learned on the top of the Yomid. At the top of the Yomid, we learned that Rabbi Loi Shita is that Matnas Kahuna is learnt out from Truma, because just like Truma Shutvim are Chayiv, so too Matnas Kahuna Shutvim are also Chayiv in Matnas Kahuna. And now we're learning from this price just the opposite. Since we're making Xer Shava from Matnas Kahuna to Reishas Hagez, it must be that Truma is also Potter, otherwise you'd have to learn it Lechumra from Truma. So it comes out that Truma and Reishas Hagez and Matnas are all Potter, even though there is by Truma a Lashon Rabim. We find in Bamidbar Yudches Pasuk Chav Zayin, where the Pasuk says, Nechshav v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, which we had on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. So here we're saying that Truma is Pater by Shutvim. Why? Because the Torah uses a singular Lashon. of Reish is Degon Chot to Reish Chavi Yitzarecha, but the Torah uses a Lashon Rabbim as well. So here is where the Gemara is saying now that let's now, this is what Rav Chanina Misura said, let's now Lahani Kloli. Rav is incorrect. Once the Torah tells us a singular Lashon, then Rabbi Loi says it's Potter, even though you can find a Lashon Rabbim, like in the case of Truma, where it says, V'nechshev lachem trumaschem b'Lashon Rabbim, still shutvim are Potter. So now it comes out that we have Gzeira Shava from Matnas Kohuna to Truma. Ask the Gemara, and we are learning the Gemara now according to the Torah's Chayim, and not according to Rashi, because Rashi has a whole different girsa in our Gemara, as we will see in a moment. But according to the way we have the girsa, which is the Torah's Chaim's girsa, we will learn the Gemara, E mat truma ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo'i, af matanois ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo'i. If you're making this Gzeira Shava from matanois to truma, then let's make the Gzeira Shava also for a different halach, and that is that just like the halach is that truma is only in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz la'aretz, so matnas kohuna should also be only in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz la'aretz. Why is Truma only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz? Because we learned in Kedushin of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph that all the mitzvahs are learned from Avodah Zorah. Just like Avodah Zorah is a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zorah, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. So we say that just like Avodah Zorah has nothing to do with Aretz, it's not a mitzvah HaTluyos Ba'aretz. It has nothing to do with the land or with the produce that grows on the land, Peiros or Aretz, and then you're Chayiv in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So too, every mitzvah that's not dependent on land or produce of the land is Chayiv in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, but mitzvahs that are dependent on land or on the produce from the land, mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, that's only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. So truma, which is dependent on the produce from land, that is, of course, only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. So now I should learn how to Gzeira Shava, use the same Gzeira Shava of Nesina V'Nesina, to learn that matnas kohuna, even though it has to do with an animal, and that is not dependent on the land of on land, and therefore I should say that it should be noyeg even b'chutz la'aretz, but based on your Gzeira Shava, I'll say just like Trum is not noyeg b'chutz la'aretz, so too matnas kohuna should not be noyeg in chutz la'aretz. Amar Rav Yosi min Arvil, so Rav Yosi min Arvil said, this is a place Rashi says, Shemokoim, in. Yes, Vaday, and as Rashi says, as the Shita adds the words, in Vaday Potter, you're right, you're in fact right, it's not a question on me. Vahasanya, we learned this in fact in a brisa. Rabbi Loi Omer, the same Rabbi Loi, what does he hold? Whether you're chayv in matnas kohun in chutz la'aretz, Rabbi Loi Omer, matanois ein noig in ela ba'aretz. That matnas kohun takanat noig in eretz in chutz la'aretz. They're only noig in Eretz Yisrael. And what's the reason? Because we make a gzeira shav in the scene from truma. Now Rashi's girsa here in the line before is ima truma ba'aretz in chutz la'aretz loy af. Reishis hagez be'eretz in b'chutz la'aretz loy. And Rashi says that this line of Gemara is going back to the sugya on daf kuf lamed hey, amid aleph and amid beis, where there was a limud from Reishis hagez that was learned b'gzeira shava from truma, and that is what the Gemara is now asking on. However, we will remain with the way we have the gears in the Gemara, that it's af matanais be'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz loy, and this does not have to do with the sugya before a daf earlier, but rather the way the Taras Chaim learns it has to do with the sugya we just learned. We just learned matanis from truma, that just like truma is potter by shutvim, so too matanis is potter by shutvim. On that, the Gemara asks, let's go a step further concerning chutz la'aretz, and the Gemara says, in fact, you're right, there is no mitzvah of matnas kohuna in Chutz La'aretz. Then the Gemara continues. V'chein hoy Rabbi Loi Omer Reishis Hagez ein noig ela ba'aretz. So too Rabbi Loi says that the mitzvah Reishis Hagez is only noig in Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara my time at Rabbi Loi. What's the reason of Rabbi Loi? And what's Gemara's question? Because since we're dealing here with something that is not dependent on land, it's a mitzvah that's not toli ba'aretz. If so, the klal based on the Gemara and Kedushin Lamed Zayin is that that mitzvah is noig also in Chutz La'aretz. So what in fact is Rabbi Loi's logic that this mitzvah should not be in Chutz La'aretz? Amar Rav said, Rav Yalav Nesina Nesina Mitruma. He learns the Gzeira Shava of Nesina Nesina from Truma, and the Taras Chaim points out that if we had a Gzeira Shava of Matanois, where it says V'nasin L'Koyin Hazroyav Alechem V'Akeva, and we made a Gzeira Shava to Reishis Agez, where it says V'Reishis Geis Tzoyin Chatitein Loi, Or we made a Gzeira Shava to Truma, where it said also, Titen Loi, so certainly we can make a Gzeira Shava in the Pasuk itself. In the Pasuk of Avreishis, the Gancha, Tiroshu, Vitzarecha, Vireishis, Geis, Tzoincha, Titen Loi, that Titen Loi goes on both. So certainly we can make a Gzeira Shava, Nesina, Nesina, in the Pasuk itself. So why don't we learn out Reisha Gez from Truma? In fact, we do, says Rava. That's what we do. We learn out Reisha Gez from Truma, Amarava, Yalfin, Sina, Sina, Mi Truma, Ma Truma, Boratzin, Bechutzlarts, Loi. Just like by Truma, it's not Noigin, Chutzlarts. Avreish, Zagez, Boratzin, Bechutzlarts, Loi. It's not Noigin, Chutzlarts. Amalei Abaye. If you're going to have this Gzei Rishava from Reish, Zagez, coming from Truma, let me take it a step further. E Ma Truma, Toivelis, Avreish, Zagez, Toivelis. So then, maybe I should say that just like by Truma, there's a din. That before you take the Truma, it has a din of Tavel. And Rashi says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, learns this out from the Pasuk, which says that you should not be Mechalel. Lo Yechalu es Kachib in the Yisrael, Eis Asher Yarimu Lashem. Don't be Mechal, don't desecrate the Holy of Hashem, which will be separated. So Rashi points out it uses a Lashon Asid. Right now it hasn't been separated, and yet it's considered Kaddish because of the Truma that is within this Tevel. So there's a new Isser of Tevel before the Truma is separated. So just like you have an Isser of Tevel by Truma, Afresh against Tevel, there should be a din that it's Asser to have a Noah, just like you can't have a Noah from Tevel. You can't eat the Tevel before you separate the Truma from it. So too, you cannot use Havanah from the Reishis Hagez before you separate the first fleece from the rest of the wool. There should be a Din Tevel, which we don't find such a din of Tevel. But if you're making Zer Shavah, why not make it Amar Lay? So he responded, Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, Vereishis Geis Soincha Titen Loi. The Pasuk says that you should give the Reishis Hagez, and as Rashi explains, it says Reishis in the Pasuk twice. Reishis the Gancha Tirosh Vitzarecha, Vereishis Geis Soincha Titen Loi. What do you need the second Reishis? Just make it one Pasuk. One reishis. Reishis de goncha tiroishcha v'yitzarecha v'gei soincha titen loy. Why do you have the second reishis? So it's teaching me ein loch boy elam reishis ve'eilach, that you only have one, as Rashi says, you only have, and the girsa of the Maram in Rashi, avo mikora ein loy shem acher. There's no other name. There's no new name of Tevel. There's one name here, Reishis. The Torah is stressing that by Reishis, I guess, it's repeating the word Reishis a second time to tell you there is no concept of Tevel, a new name of an Isser that you have even before you separated the Reishis, I guess. The whole din of Reishis, I guess, comes about when you separate it. At that point, now, it has to go to the Kohen. Ein loch boy elam reishis avel. The Kohen only has in this wool, once the reishis, the first wool, is separated from the rest of the wool. Continues the Gemara, Ima truma chayov malev misa v'chaymish, af reish ages chayov malev misa v'chaymish. Again, we have a problem with this Gzeir Shava from reish ages from truma. Because if you're going to make such a Gzeir Shava, make it gabi the din of misa v'chaymish. As Rashi explains, misa is of a zor, a stranger, non-koyin, eats it, bemeis it, with intention. Chaymish is when someone, a non-koyin, eats it, accidentally, he has to add a fifth, which is really a quarter from the inside and a fifth from the outside, meaning if he ate $100 worth of truma, he would have to give a quarter of that, which is $25. He would have to add it and give it all to the kohen, and 25 out of the total payment of 125, he has to give the keren, he has to give that which he ate up, he has to add a 25, which comes out to be 125. 25 from 125 comes out to be a fifth. So af reishis, I guess, chayov lav misa v'chaymish. Maybe there's a din b'meizid misa and chaymish b'shay. Now Tosis and Divrei Maskil Ima Truma points out, even though the whole din of chaymish by truma is only when you eat it, and that's not possible by wool. So what's the whole concept here of chaymish, of paying a fifth? Tosis answers that the Hanoah of the Reishis, I guess, that is its Achila. Achila eating is not possible, but using it, having Hanoah from it, that is the considered like the eating of Reishis, I guess. So you would be Chaymish B'Shaykig and Misa B'Mesin. So he answered him, no. Omar Krah, the Pasuk says, Umesu boy and V'yosef alov. In Vayikra Chav Beis Pasuk Tes, we find Vishamru Es Mishmartu V'lo Yisol Av Chet Umesu Boi Ki Yichalalu Ani Hashem Ekadosham. If somebody eats the Truma B'mezid, so Chasham, he can have Misa.
That is Misa B'dei Shemayim, early death at the hands of Hashem.
And we find in Vayikra Chav Beis Pasuk Yudalid, where there it says, V'ish ki yoichel kaidish b'shkaga, v'yosav chamishisei Allah v'nasin l'kayin es ha-kaidish. So he has to pay back to the kayin that which he ate up accidentally from the kayin, but he has to add a fifth. So we have the pasuk first, umesuboy, and then the pasuk of v'yosav Olav, which is v'yosef chamishasai olav. The Gemara is leaving out the middle word chamishasai. We have the word v'yosef olav, add on it. So we learn out the following. Olav, the loyal reish, I guess. You add a fifth on truma that was eaten b'shayig, but not on using wool of reishes, I guess, b'shayig. And then it says umesu boy. So I learn boy v'loy b'reishes, I guess. In it, because you desecrated the truma, the person will die, but not by using even intentionally the reishis ages. And now another question. Just like by truma, Rashi explains, you have meiser rishon and meiser sheni. Besides the truma, you have to separate and give to the levi, and you have to give to bring to Yerushalayim meiser sheni. So maybe reishis ages also has two meiseros after giving the initial reishis ages to the kayin. Just like after you give the truma to the kayin, you have meiser rishon and meiser sheni. Amar Kra, the pasuk says reishis. The only present you give to the kohen by the wool is the reishis, I guess. There is no other presents given to anybody else. So now we're using the same reishis that we used before. Rashi explains that even though we used reishis before to tell me that there's not no din tevel prior to separating this wool. However, Rashi points out, it could have said, v'reishis mi geis sein chatit nuloi. From the gay sign, give the reishis, give a truma, the first part to the kayin. Since it doesn't use the word mi geis soincha, it just uses geis soincha, so I learn out that when it says reishis, it means v'reishis and only the reishis from geis soincha, and nothing else. If it would have said reishis mi geis, then it would have indicated this is one present that we give to the kayin, and then there could be other presents to the levi, to the ani, bring it to Yerushalayim, like my Shushani. No, the Torah says, there's one thing and one thing only that you have to give, that is Reishis Geis Soincha goes to the Kayin. And it only becomes the Kadosh from the time when the Reishis is separated. Before that, there is no Din Tevel. That's what we learned in the Gemara before. Amar Kara Reishis, Ein Lachboy El Reishis Bilvad.
And the Gemara continues to ask questions on the Gzeir Shavah that Rava told us that Rav Eloi had from Truma to Reishis Agez. And the Gemara asks, E ma truma mechadish al yashin loy, af Reishis Agez mechadish al yashin loy. Should we say that just like by truma we find, as Rashi brings in the first wide line of Rashi, the pasuk in Devarim Yudalit, hayotzei hasadish shana shana, that you cannot take truma from one year on another. Each year has to have its own truma. So from the new year, the chadish, you cannot take truma on the produce from last year, so too we should make gzeir shava from truma to reish ages, that af reish ages mechadish al yashin loy. The Gemara says, yes, you're correct. You do make the gzeir shava. Vahatanya here has been the chusa. It's not a question. I'm going to bring you a proof from a brisa that we in fact say this. Because we learned in a brisa, if he had two sheep, gozes v'iniach, he sheared off the wool, but he left it. Shnayim u'shlosha shanim. He did this for 2 or 3 years. Now he has accumulated at least 5 or maybe 6 shearings of wool. And for reishis ages, you need to have 5 shearings. The halacha is, ein mitzdarfois. They're not mitzdarf. And the reason is, because not only do you have to have 5 shearings, but actually you have to have 5 different sheep. We can deduce from that brisa, ha chamesh mitzdarfois. If you would have 5 sheep, even though you would, for example, take 2 in 1 year, and you take 3 in another year, then they would be mitzdarfois. So according to the Tanakama, as we're going to see, he holds that chamesh are mitzdarfois. As Rashi points out, 5 lines after it gets wide, that kol hani kushiyosa l'rabbi loy. All the questions that we're asking on this amud is all according to Rabbi Loy. According to the Rabbanon, who don't make the gzeir shavah from truma to reishis ages, concerning whether Reish Hagez is Noigin Chutz Loretz, because they are of the opinion that Reish Hagez is Noigin Chutz Loretz. They don't learn Reish Hagez from Truma, which is not Noigin Chutz Loretz. So according to them, there's no question, like the Brisa says here, that Ha Chamesh Mitzdarfois, that five sheep, even though it's from different years, are Mitzdarif, because Reish Hagez does not have the same din as Truma. Truma, the din is Hayotze Asadav Shana Shana, that from one year to another, you do not give Truma, but by Reish Hagez, you do give Truma. So we have no kasha under Rabbanan from this Brisa. This goes according to Rabbanan. But what we're now going to have is a stira. We learned in a different brisa that even five sheep have to be from the same year and not from one year to another. You can't have, let's say, two shearings of two sheep on one year and three shearings from three other sheep on a different year and be mitzarfa together. So what do you do with the steer in the brises? Elishmamino, you're going to have to say, Had Rabbi Loi, Had Rabbanan. That ain't a chanami. The brisa that says the chamisha mitzarfis, that's going according to Rabbanan, who don't learn Reish Hagez from Truma, and they hold that by Reish Hagez you could do from one year on another. And the brisa that says it's not mitzarfis goes like Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi learns Reish Hagez from Truma, and therefore, just like by Truma, you don't give from Chadash on Yashin, so to Reish Hagez you don't give from Chadash on Yashin. Now the Gemara asks another question on this Gzeirah Shavah. E ma truma gadol b'chi of chayv gadol b'ptur potter af reishes agez nami gadol b'chi of chayv b'ptur potter. Should we say that we should take this gzeirah shavah and make it from truma to reishes agez concerning gadol b'chi of and gadol b'ptur? What does this mean? That if the truma was grown when it was owned by a Yisrael, then you're chayv to give truma. But if it was owned by a goy, then you're potter, and the same then will be by reishes agez. That if the sheep were owned by a Jew, they would be chayv in Reish Hagez. If they were owned by a goy, they would be potter from Reish Hagez. So first, the Gemara wants to see where the halacha is by truma. The gabi truma menon. How do you know this by truma? This anya we learned in Braisa. Yisrael shalachach sodom b'Surya. A Jew who took a field in Surya. Rashi tells us that Surya is Aram Tzoyva. That is the area next to Eretz Yisrael, which David HaMelech was kaivish. But it only has a din of a kibush of a yachid. And therefore, although there's a machloikis whether a goy who owns property, whether his tfua, the fact that it belongs to a goy, that's mafkia from the din of meiser, yesh kinyan lo'ivit chom lafkia miyad meiser, there's a machloikis like that in Eretz Yisrael. But in Surya, everybody holds that the kedusha of Surya is lesser than that of Eretz Yisrael, because a kivish yachid of David, it wasn't totally part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if a goy owns that field, ein chanami, the tvua on it, there will not be any halachas of truma or meiser, because certainly in Surya, which has lesser kedusha, we're going to say that yesh kinyan loivet kechavim, there is a kinyan for a goy in Surya to be mafkia from the chiv of meiser. So now, if Yisrael, shalachach sada b'Surya, he bought a field in Surya, may loivet kechavim from a goy, and it had produce on it. So actually, if the field had not yet produced a third of what the grain would grow to, so then it's considered that the rest of the wheat, when it grew to its full stature, that was all in the possession of the Jew at that time, and therefore it's chayiv. But once it came to a third, in others, if he bought the field from the goy after it had already produced a third of the total stature at the end, when it would grow to its full height, so if a third had already been in the hands of the goy, so there we have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva mechayev b'toysefes, the Chacham and Paitrim. Rabbi Akiva says, of course, the third is potter, because that was in the hands of the goy who's potter. His kinyan is mafkia from the chiv of truma and meiser. So there, on that third, there's no machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva just says that on the two thirds that was grown in the hands of the Yisrael, there, as Rashi says, five lines from the bottom, you're going to have tevel v'chulin mu'ravin. You're going to have the two-thirds that there was no truma given from, and the one-third where there was no chiv of truma, and therefore it has a din of chulin. It'll be all mixed together. And as we learned on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, there's a complicated way of giving the truma in that situation. So Rabbi Akiva says that you're chayiv. However, the Chachamim say, not only are you pater on the third, you're even pater on the two-thirds, because the halacha is, as Rashi brings down, four lines from the bottom, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, daf yud beis amud beis yud gimel amud alef, tvua basar shlish azla. That tvua is considered completed once a third has already been formed. And therefore, since that third was in the hands of a goy and it's pater, then even the remaining tosefis of two-thirds is also pater. But both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, the common denominator is that the first third is pater. The Rabbanan even say the remaining two-thirds is also pater. So what do we see? That some truma that was grown in the hands of someone who's pater a goy, it is pater. And if you're going to say that by Reishis Hagez, also it's the same halacha, that if it was the wool grew on the sheep when it was under a Akum's ownership, it will be pater, even if the Jew bought it later from the goy. That's not true. Why? From our Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Vatnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Halakeh Geis Sain Oivik Chavim Pater Mereish Leges. If he bought only the wool of the goy sheep, the sheep belong to the goy, and the Jew bought the right to shear off the wool, so then it's not called tsoincha. The pasuk says, "Reish is geis tsoincha titan loy." It has to be your sheep. It's not your sheep. It's the goy sheep, and therefore your potter. But ha tsoinoy ligzais chayiv. But let's say the Jew would buy all of the sheep of the goy, which had on it wool to be shorn off. So then he is chayiv. The Jew is chayiv because it's tsoincha. But we have a different issue. It might be tsoincha, but it was grown. The wool was grown on the sheep when the flock belonged to the goy. And yet we say you're chayiv. So we see from our Mishnah that Reishis Hagez, the din is that even if it grew in the hands of someone who's potter, when the Jew bought it, the Jew is now chayiv. So the Gemara's question is, so we see l'chayra that Rav is gzeirah shava, according to Rav Eloi, is not correct. Apparently there is no such gzeirah shava from truma to reish gez, because by truma halacha is that whatever was grown by the goy is potter. And here by reish gez we see that even if it was grown by the goy, still the Jew is chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, there's a good Gzeirah Shavah. Rav Eloi makes the Gzeirah Shavah, and he applies it across the board, wherever it's applicable. Our Mishnah, as we turn to Daf, Kuflam Avam Avabez, Masnissin, Deloik Rav Eloi, Enechanami. Our Mishnah is not going like the Rav Eloi. Our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rav Eloi. They do not make Gzeirah Shavah from Truma to Reish Gez, but Enechanami, according to Rav Eloi, who makes Gzeirah Shavah from Truma to Reish Gez, if it was grown in the hands of a goy, the wool on the sheep, it was grown in the hands of someone who's potter, ain't a chanami, the halacha will be, just like by truma, your potter, so too, by reish hagez, will be potter also. Ask the Gemara a further question, ima truma mi min al shein min aloi, as Rashi explains. If you have the same item, as we'll see, wheat, figs, wool, you have things that are, wool will, that will get us into reish hagez, but by truma, you have wheat or figs, They're one min, but there's black figs and white figs. Is that considered like two separate minim, and you can't take truma from one on the other? So by truma, the halacha is that it is considered two minim, and you cannot take truma from one to the other. Should I say the same thing by reish hagez? Ima truma mimin al shein min aloi. Af reishis hagez mimin al shein min aloi. If you had black wool and you had white wool, that's considered two separate minim, and you would not be able to take from one on the other. Ask the Gemara, how do I know that by truma that's the halacha? The gabi truma minon, the sani milut, and the brisa. Hoyoloi shnei mine tanim. He had two types of figs, sharis levenis, black ones and white ones. V'chein shnei mine chitin, or two types of chitin, black and white, different colors. Ein tarmim umaisum izalzeh. They're not considered one min, they're considered two minim, and you cannot take truma or maiser from one on the other. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yitzchak Goymer, Mishum Rabbi Loi, or as the Mesaras HaShas and Ois Beis brings from the Tosefta, that's Mishum Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Lozer, that there's a machlaikas in this. Beishami Armim ain't tarmin, that you cannot be tarim, it's considered two different minim. Ubeisil Armim tarmin. And Basil holds that it's one min, because after all, it's all figs or all wheat. So you could be tarim and you could give meiser from one on the other. It's all considered one min. However, the Tanakhama, which represents Roiv Deis in this whole inyan, holds that we are not Torim from one and the other. It's considered two minim, and that's what the Gemara establishes, that by Truma, we have to go with the idea that you're not Torim from one min on the other, even though it's really one min, it's just different colors, that's considered two minim. So now my question is that we should say by reisha gez also, if you have black wool and white wool or brown wool, different colored wools, you will not do reisha gez from one on the other. So the Gemara says that's not a question. In yes, you're right, and I'll bring you a proof from our Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Hayamid Aleph, but not in our Mishnah. He had two types of wool, shchufois, which Rashi in the Mishnah explained, loy shachar v'loy lavan, it's not black or white. Here Rashi uses an old French word of punish, which the Sefer Targum Haloyes from Dayan Gukovitsky from England says it means, this old French word means a fawn color, and that color is a gray, yellowish brown color, which is an inferior type of wool. So Hoyloi Beis Minim Shlufus Levenus. Mochar Loi, he sold to another Jew, as Rashi explains, one Yisrael sold to another Yisrael, the Shlufus, the inferior ones, Avaloi Levenus, but not the white wool, the better wool he kept for himself. The halacha is, Zen Nais and Latzer, each one has to give Reisha a guess. As Rashi explains, that the Mishnah said previously that if I sell all the wool to the Lekeach, then the Lekeach has to give Reisha Gez. But if I keep for myself some of the wool, then the halacha is that the Moicher has to give the Reisha Gez. So now, if we were to consider the fawn-colored Shchufois as one min with the Levonis, with the white ones, so how could it then be that Zen Nais Latzmai, Elamai, if it's all one min, then it means that the Moicher kept some of this wool for himself, so he has to give the whole rashes, I guess. He has to give on his wool and on the wool that he sold to the Lokeach. That's what the Mishnah told us. So if here we're saying that the Lokeach and the Moicher both have to give rashes, I guess, it's a proof that it's considered two separate minim. So the Moicher sold the entire min of the Shchufois to the Lokeach. He retained the Levonis for himself, so each one gives rashes, I guess. So you see that it is two minim, and we don't give from one on the other. So the Gemara is saying, in, yes, just like by Truma there's such a halacha of Ein Tarmim, Umayish Mizelzeh, so there is such a halacha by Reish Sagez as well. Ask the Gemara Elamiyata, say, for the Tony Zacharim of Loi Nekevis. And the next part of the Mishnah says that if he retained he sold his Zacharim, the male wool, to the Lekech, but he kept in the Nekevis the female wool for himself, the halach is also Zen Nais Latzmai. So Hachinami Mishum the Trei Minim Ninu. Are you going to learn the same thing over here, that these are considered two separate Minim, the Zohar and the Keva, and that's why I didn't retain any of the Zohar, I kept only in the Keva, so the Moicher has to give from himself, and the Lekech has to give from himself? That can't be, because definitely Zohar and the Keva, is that if it's the same color and it's only a difference between Zohar and the Keva, that's definitely considered one min. And of course the Moicher should be able to give from the Nekeva to on behalf of the Lekech who took the Zohar wool. So why in fact does it say that each one gives the Reish Gez? Elo, you have to say Pshat in the Sefer, Eitz Ataiva Kamashmalon, that the Mishnah is telling you a good idea. Why? The Leisiv Le Mahai Derochich Umahai Doshin. That the mocher should give the reish, I guess, from what's soft and what is hard. Rashi says the word ashein is kasha. In other words, the male wool is inferior to the female wool. The female wool costs more, is worth more than the male wool, because it's a better type of wool. So the eitza is, of course, I could give from the female wool which I retained, I could give for the female wool, and I could give for the male wool which I sold. Of course, I'm allowed to do that. But there's an Eitzah Toiva. You don't want to give up the precious female wool. So the Eitzah Toiva is that the Lekeach should sell you back. Not that the Lekeach Zen Neisen Latzmai means that the Lekeach has to shell it out of his own pocket. Of course not. Because the Meicher has the Chiv, because it's all considered one min. But Rashi explains that the Lekeach sells it back to the Meicher. And the Sam Sofer says it's not only an Eitzah Toiva, that it's optional, but actually he's required to do that. He must, if the Meicher wants this, the Meicher has an option. He could give it all from the female. But then he would be very foolish to do that financially. Therefore, if he insists that the Lekeach should sell him back some of the Zohar wool, he'll take that wool back, and that wool will be the Reishis Hagez for the male wool which the lekeach has. That's what it means, that the lekeach is nice and la'atzmai. Eitzot ha'iva kamashman, the lace of le'mahai derachach, that the meicher should give to the kayin, from the soft female wool, u'mehai da'ashen, and from the hard male wool, and the lekeach will sell that male wool back to the meicher, so that he would be able to give from that wool whatever is necessary for all the male wool that the lekeach has taken. Hachanami, just like we're going to have to say that that's the pshat in the sefer, so too in the reisha concerning the white wool and the fawn colored wool. When it says over there, Zen nois latzma, Zen nois latzma, it also means the same thing. Avada, the meicher could give from the white wool which he retained for everything. He can give it for the white wool, he can give it for the fawn wool. Hachanami, Eitzotav Kamashma, the lace of Lumetarvayu, that he should give it from both. Instead of giving it all from the more expensive white wool, he should buy back from the lekeach. Again, it's not optional, but the lekeach is mechuyev. If the moicher wants that, he's mechuyev to give it back to the moicher, to sell him back some of the shachuf, fawn-colored wool, and then the moicher will use that shachuf, which he just purchased, that will be the inferior wool, which he will give on behalf of the inferior shach of wool that the lekeach took, and that he'll give to the kayin. So that's what he has a right to do. However, he also has the option, if he wants, that he should give it all from the lovan wool, if he so desires. So what the Gemara is saying is that einachnami by the zocher and the keva, that's considered one min, and it's only an eitzatayva that he can buy it back, but avada he's legally able to take from the Nekeva onto the Zohar, so too over here by the Lovan and the Shachav, which is in fact two separate Minim. But there's an Eitzah Taiva that he should take the Shachav, he should buy it back from the Lekech, but he has a legal right, if he wants, to take everything from the more expensive Lovan. So we see that Rabbi Loi holds, that's a Gemara's question, that it's different than Truma, because by Truma we learned before that Ein Tormin, that from one min on another, you cannot be giving truma and meiser. And yet over here, we see that legally, Rabbi Loi holds that you could. It's only an eitzah toiva to buy back the shachav. But if he wants, he can give for the loven and the shachav, he can give it all from the loven, which is, in fact, one min on another. So we see that you don't make a gzeir shav from truma to reisha gez, because if you would make a gzeir shav, then how could Rabbi Loi hold that you're legally entitled to give everything from the lovan even onto the shachav? Answers the Gemara, kimnu l'mesisa like Rabbi Loi. We learned before at the top of the Yomid concerning the other halacha, concerning if it's grown in the hands of an akum, in the hands of a ptur, we learned that our mission is also not like Rabbi Loi. And Rabbi Loi would hold in that halacha that Reisha Gez is compared to Truma. And just like by Truma, if it's grown in the hands of a potter, of a goy, you're potter from Truma and Meiser, so too by Reisha Gez. If it's grown, if the wool is grown on the sheep of a goy, you're potters. Because you do make a Gzei Reshava from Reisha Gez to Truma. So too, Lagabi, this halacha, Rabbi Eloi will argue on our Mishnah, and he'll hold that the same din of Truma applies to Reisha Gez, that you cannot give from one min on another. And the Gemara continues, Abaye continues to hammer away at the Gzei Reshava that Rava said that we have in Rabbi Loi, Reishis, I guess, from Truma, by asking the following question. Ima Truma being Reishis, Shashira and the Karin, Af Reishis, I guess, Shashira and the Karin. Should we say, if we have this Gzei Reshava, just like by Truma, you need Truma which leaves over Shirayim, which leaves over a remainder, as Rashi says, that if somebody said, Kol Grani Truma, all my grain piles should be truma, loyomer klum. And as you have to separate the truma from the rest of the pile, but you cannot make the entire pile into truma, it has to be a resha sheshireha, the remainder is nekorin, is recognizable. And the so too, we should say by resha sagez, that you cannot say all the wool of my sheep should become resha sagez. The Gemara says that's not a question. In fact, that is the halacha according to Rabbi Loi. Vohatnan, the Masoret Shas says this is a Mishnah in Chalav Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. However, the Dikduke Seifrim tells us that it's actually Vohatanya, a Brisa, and that would seem to be the case Three lines further, the Gemara says, V'tanya idach, we learned in a different brisa. The Gemara is going to ask a steer between two brises. So it would seem that the Duke Seifrim's girsa is correct. V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, ha'aymer, somebody says, called grani truma, that my entire grain pile should be truma. V'choli sasi, and my entire dough, chalo, I'm not taking chalo from the isa, but I'm making the entire isa into chalo. The din is, lo'yomer klom, because you have to have shira and nikarim. We can deduce from this, ha'kol gizai, Racist Dvorm Kayam. But if he says all of my wool, all of the shearings of wool should be considered racist, I guess, then his words are fulfilled. That there is a difference between Truma and racist, I guess. Now, again, this would not be a question according to the Chachamim, because they do not make a Gzeir Shava between Truma and Reish Sages. But if you're trying to make a Gzeir Shava between Truma and Reish Sages, here we see that Reish Sages has a different halacha than Truma. But the Gemara goes on to say that V'tani Yedech, we learned in a different brisa, Lo Yomer Klum, that Reish Sages has the same din as Truma. We have a steer in the two brises. El Alav Shemamino, what can you learn from this? Ha Rabbi Loi, Var Rabbanon. You'll have to say that the brisa that says Loi Omer Klum, that's going like Rabbi Loi, that he compares Reish Sages to Truma. Just like by Truma, you have to have Shira in the Koran, the same thing by Reish Sages. And therefore, if you said Kol Gizai Reishis, it's Loi Omer Klum. However, the other brisa, which says Dvorv Kayyamin, that will be going according to Chachamim, who do not make Gzeir Shava between Reish Sages and Truma. And therefore, although by Truma the halacha is that if he said, all my Isa should be Chala, it's Lo Yomer Klum, by Reish Sages, there is a different halacha, and there the halacha is that if he said, Kol Gizai Reish is Dvorov Kayyamin. The Gemara says, Shemami, no, that is correct. So all the questions that Abai was trying to ask on Rav in this last stuff, Rava was able to answer, and Rava maintains that Rabbi Loi has a Gzeir Shava between Truma and Reishis, I guess. Now, what is the Halacha L'maisa? For example, Lagabi Rishayla, if Reishis, I guess, is Noyig B'chutz L'Oretz or not, where the Chachamim said, Reishis, I guess, it's not a mitzvah Tluya B'Oretz, and therefore it is Noyig B'chutz L'Oretz, and Rabbi Loi learned a Gzeir Shava from Truma to Reishis, I guess, that it's not Noyig B'chutz L'Oretz. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ha'idna now, Noyig Alma, the world is Noyig Kahani Plas Sabi. Like these three elderly Zakenim, Talmidei Chachamim. And we find this Gemara already in Brachas on Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara quotes these three Sabi, these three elders as well. The first one is our sugi. Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi, Reish Sages, the son who learned Nebraisa, Rabbi Loi Oimer, Reish Sages, ain't a noig Ela Ba'aretz, that Reish Sages is only noig in Eretz Yisrael. And second, that's again the sugi there in Brachas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Rabbi Divrei Torah, and the world is not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir concerning Divrei Torah, the sign we learned in the Raisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Reimer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. The words of Torah cannot be Mekabel Tumah. This refers to the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Ezra was Mesaken Tvila to go into a mikvah, to be told into a mikvah for a Baal Keri, for someone who saw a issue of semen, he would be usher to learn Torah until he went into a mikvah. And the Gemara there in Brachas Chav Beis tells us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira disagreed and said that he does not need tefillah. Why? Because ain't the term a kabbum tuma. Because the Torah says haloi koy dvorai ke'esh. The words of Torah are like fire, and just like fire is not mekabel tumah, so too the words of Torah are not mekabel tumah. And so is the halacha. That's the way the world is naig, that a person, even if he saw carry, is able to learn Torah. The Rishayim there in Bava Kama asked the question, how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira go against the Takana of Ezra? And they give three basic terutzim. The first one is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is of the opinion that Ezra never made that Takana. The second terutz is that Ezra said that if future generations feel that it's too difficult to live with this takana, that they would be allowed not to have to go to the mikveh before learning Torah. And finally, the Rishonim say that since this takana was not niskabel in Rav Klal Yisrael, therefore it did not have the validity of a full takana, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira felt that he is able to be mevatel it and say that ein divrei Torah mekabel tumah, and that's how the world is noyeg. Of course, there are those who are machmir and go to a mikveh every day, but me'ikra din, it is not required. And finally, the Gemara says that the world is not Rabbi Yosher beklaim, the sign of Linton Brice, Rabbi Yosher Eimer, la'olam ein echayiv ad sheyizra chita v'zayra v'chartzim apayil l'siyat. This is referring to the Pasuk in Dvar and Perichav Beis Pasuk Test, where the Torah says, le'sizra karmach klayim, you should not seed in your vineyard klayim, a mixture of various seeds. The simple pshat, the way the Chachamim learn, is that you should not take wheat, for example, and seed it together with the chartzen, with the grape seed in the vineyard. That would constitute klayim and would be forbidden. However, Rabbi Yoshia learns, no, leisizra karmecha, in your kerem, you should not have a mixture of other seeds, which means you should not have two other seeds, chit, the soira, and the chartzen together. And that's what the Gemara says here, la'olam ein chayiv, ad sheyizra, until he plants, he seeds chito wheat, v'soira and barley, v'chartzen and grapeseed, b'mapolis yad, in one thrust of the hand at the same time. According to Rabbi Yoshia, that's the klayim that's usher when you're mixing chit and soira together with the chartzen in the kerem. And that's how the world is noyeg, Rabbi Yoshia, concerning klayim.